Dr. Betty Martini spent 22 years in the medical field, founder of the Mission Possible International, an organization that educates you on the dangers of aspartame. Dr. Martini works with world experts and has operations in most states and more than 30 countries. Here she is back on Coast to Coast this hour. Hey, Betty, how are you?
Oh, just great. I'm so happy to be back.
Likewise. Major story. It's very important. How many states are attempting to get rid of aspartame now?
Well, first of all, right now in Hawaii, they are trying to get through the resolution that will ask the FDA to ban it. It didn't go through in New Mexico. And then we have several people in maybe a half a dozen states that have now written their senator with the ban aspartame bill and with the resolution to take it up in places like Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. But there's things going on everywhere. Even the European Food Safety Authority is doing a review on aspartame, and that can make a big difference. There's someone in the Philippines trying to get it banned. There's efforts in New Zealand trying to get it banned. Romania has already banned it. So we're constantly doing something, and recently they've got this Proposition 65 in California, and they have a list of toxins like methanol, which is an aspartame, and formaldehyde.
Ugh.
And if it can be proven, then any product with aspartame going into California means that they will have to be labeled that it can cause cancer.
In that, that would be a lot of product, Betty, because
yes,
it's in gum, it's in soda, it's all over the place.
Yes. That's going to be quite a job, but I've already sent the report in, and so have others. And this is very well established. In fact, I went to Barcelona to see the researcher who did the CROCO study, which shows that the formaldehyde converted from the free methyl alcohol actually embalms living tissue. Even in Dr. Roberts' medical text, there's a page on pre-embalming. So there's no way that they can get around the fact, you know, that these are two bad breakdown products. And there's also diketokiprazine, which is a brain tumor agent. And they've already found that it causes cancer in the Ramazzini studies.
Betty, are there any companies out there that are voluntarily taking aspartame out of their products?
They do. They some of them have. And then the only problem is some of them go to Splenda, and Splenda's a chlorocarbon poison. So I really got all over Pedialyte because babies are using it. And I told them if a baby died that I'd spread it everywhere, and a baby did die, and they immediately took it out, but they put Splenda in it. And so it's just going from one poison to another, and as Dr. Bowen says, because of the chemical hypersensitization, he says if they go from aspartame to Splenda, then they'll just maintain the reactions from aspartame and pick up those from Splenda. And that's what we're seeing happening with so many sick people.
There are several natural sugar substitutes out there that taste like sugar. They're not. They're natural. And also, wouldn't even natural sugar be more acceptable than this stuff, aspartame?
Absolutely, because, you know, aspartame is a literal addictive, excito, neurotoxic, carcinogenic poison. That's what it is. It's absolute poison. And as you know now, the Just Like Sugar Company has made something that's absolutely not only safe but good for you because it's got chicory in it, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and it's got orange peel, vitamin C, and calcium. So finally, as Dr. Blaylock said in his newsletter, finally a safe sweetener.
After you were on the program, Betty, right before that, I'd gone and picked up a huge pack of sugarless gum. So I'm saying, hey, I'm a hero here. And, you know, I guess I've looked for aspartame in a lot of products. I didn't look in the gum. For some reason, I didn't even think about it. And after the program that we did with you back in September, I went back home, I looked at it, I turned over the carton, and sure enough, all of them loaded with aspartame, threw it out, and I since found some sugarless gum that's made with this chicory for gum as well. And I said, you know what? It's worth it. It doesn't have the stain power that the substitute would in terms of taste. But you know what? After about 5 or 6 minutes, so what anyways?
Well,
and it's worth it.
I've got some good news for you, because just like Sugar Company is making some gum, I asked them, because I said, we really have a problem with the gum, because it's probably one of the worst aspartame products, because it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain, and we get so many cases that come in where somebody's just had one piece of sugar-free gum and has a grand mal seizure, because, you know, aspartame is a seizure-triggering drug. So that, in fact, Dr. H.J. Roberts has written a report on how serious it is. And then back in 2004, somebody in California filed suit against Wrigley, and even though they got out of it, they were so arrogant, they turned around and put aspartame in almost all of their gums except for two, and people were having all kinds of accidents because they were thinking, well, you know, I've been using Juicy Fruit for years and years, and they didn't look at the label to see that there had been a change.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I got an email several days after you were on the program from an individual who was with a group of folks in a factory. They would always drink soda with aspartame. They heard you, scared the heck out of them. Most of them, by the way, had little headaches along the way, didn't know why. They got off aspartame, they got off the soda, and this fella sent me back an email and said, you know what? He gave me an update and said, we're all feeling better. Our headaches have gone away. We're convinced it was the aspartame. Do you think it was?
Well, absolutely, because the headache is number one on the FDA list of 92 symptoms. And I've got a lot of notes myself, because I got emails in the last show for weeks and weeks, and I just got one that I sent Tom where somebody had headaches for years and got off of it, just wrote to say that no more headaches.
It is amazing.
That's very, very common.
Betty, your website, MPWHI.com. Still
right.
The same?
And if you forget it, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International.
We're going to take phone calls with you as well when we come back for the rest of this half hour. What drives you, Betty Martini? Why don't you give up on this?
Oh, well, you know what? There's no way to stop, because if you did, so many people would be dying. I mean, it takes every minute of the day for us to keep answering people and helping them, and if we were not out there, they would have absolutely no idea. Just as like from your show, I mean, weeks and weeks of emails, and people said, you know, I didn't know, there was no way that I could have known anything about this, and was going to doctors for years.
Well, we're on this kick of trying to keep people healthy. That includes fluoride in our drinking water as well. Stick with us. Dr. Betty Martini, our guest this hour. We're going to open up the phone lines next hour. David Sarita joins us as we talk about zero-point gravity. We'll talk about the hidden harmonic codes of the universe. That should be a fascinating program. But we'll take your calls next with Betty Martini right here on Coast to Coast AM. Betty, as we talked about when you were last on, too, how aspartame got approved by the FDA was just unbelievable. But tell us about some of the past studies of aspartame use and what they concluded.
Well, the most damning, of course, is the Trocco, that show that not only does it embalm living tissue, but it damages DNA. And when you damage DNA, you can destroy humanity. Then there was the Ramazzini study, which showed it to be a multi-potential carcinogen, causes leukemia, lymphoma. And when there was rebuttal by industry, they decided to do another study. The second Ramazzini study has shown that it only takes a small amount of aspartame to cause cancer, and that if a pregnant woman uses it, and the baby survives because it causes birth defects and mental retardation, that it can be passed on through the mother to the child, the cancer. So these are two of the worst. There just was a new study like 3 weeks ago that shows that aspartame causes the metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular problems, diabetes too. And as you know, we have an epidemic of diabetes, and we've always known that it not only can precipitate diabetes, but it also stimulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It even interacts with insulin, and that's important because they push it on diabetics. And then there have been three studies in Greece, which basically show that everything is there to cause Alzheimer's, which we've always known. And then there was one in Liverpool that showed that combining additives like aspartame and MSG and these colors like blue and red stop nerves from growing and how they interact. And we've always known about that, too. It's just that more and more studies are coming available to show all these things so that if every independent study I've seen shows the problems that are listed in the medical text that we've known for a quarter of a century.
Why hasn't anybody gone after someone like Donald Rumsfeld and tried to charge them with something?
Well, some people have. I got a copy of something to the Justice Department where someone asked that that he be indicted, but nothing ever...
That doesn't happen, though.
It doesn't happen because they are so powerful. And it's so well known that today they call aspartame disease Rumsfeld's plague.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you could just Google it on the Internet and read all about it. And he really has caused one of the worst plagues in human history. Because I lecture, and, you know, I've lectured in the UK, I've lectured in New Zealand, and everywhere you go, you see it, and the epidemics of bipolar that it causes, and as the doctors and experts say, that the mental hospitals are full of people that are only aspartame victims. And one of the reasons people can't get well is doctors do not know that aspartame interacts with virtually all drugs, because it damages the mitochondria. And, for instance, when it comes to psychiatric problems, it absolutely interacts with all antidepressants. And so think about our children today. They're medicated instead of educated.
Let's go to the phones. Providence, Rhode Island we go. John, first-time caller. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good.
I got a quick question. Two questions, actually.
Sure.
One, how long has aspartame been in gum? And two, my wife is addicted to spearmint gum. She probably chews about 2 packs a day. And, not too long ago, she was diagnosed with a cluster headache where she takes Imitrex to get rid of it. I was wondering maybe that could be, could that be the cause for the cluster headache in people? Or...
Okay, Betty, how long in gum, and what do you think?
Well, let's say in 1981, it was put in dry products. 1983, carbonated beverages. From there on, it became available in just about everything. 1986, they granted it blanket approval to use it like sugar. So it's been on the market probably 20 years now. And headaches are notorious with aspartame. It's number one on the FDA list of 92 symptoms. We have it on web. And it's very easy to find out because we tell people just get off of it and that...
And watch what happens.
And watch what happens because they will go away. And we do have a detox formula from Dr. Blaylock called What to Do If You've Used Aspartame. We also have an aspartame information list so that people getting off of it and going through all the withdrawal problems that we can help, because it is terribly addicted. The free methyl alcohol is classified as a narcotic. It causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And they really can't get off of it. So we do help them, and Dr. Blaylock's paper is wonderful. You know, he's the author of Excitotoxin.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
And he's written an excellent report telling you what to avoid, what to use, that can help somebody in that condition.
Get her off it, John. See what happens.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. Next up, let's go to Nan in Virginia, Wildcard Line. Welcome to the program. Hi, Nan.
Hi. Thank you for taking
sure
the call.
Thing.
You just answered my original question, but I have another one.
Okay.
I'm having some strange, strange health problems. I pushed myself up off the bed the other day, and my wrist just snapped under me. Now, there's no history of any – it actually tore the ligament. There's no history of this in my family. Is this – I've been drinking this stuff since the 90s. Is this something that it causes?
Brittle bones, Betty?
Well, actually, what it causes is all types of joint pain, muscle pain, and if you're drinking diet drinks, it's got enough – phosphoric acid in there to affect the bones, but I don't know which
part. No, this is actually the ligaments. The ligament actually snapped. It didn't snap all the way through, but it tore, and all I did was go to push myself up off the bed.
Strange. Freak.
Well, I'll tell you, it ravages every organ. It causes every kind of pain from joint pain to heart pain, and it does affect the muscles anyway and the tissues and ravages every organ in the body. So
okay, I don't have headaches until I try to quit, but when I do try to quit, I get absolutely debilitating, can't set up out of the bed headaches.
Yeah, well, that's the withdrawal.
It doesn't go away, though. It just gets worse. I've made it for 12 days without it, and by the 12th day, I couldn't function.
Well, that's why we have the aspartame list, because it usually many times will take 60 days.
Oh, wow.
And the only thing that I can tell you is what Dr. Roberts says. Just take it one day at a time, he says, to flush out the body with distilled water, nothing that has, you know, fluoride in it or chlorine in it. And Dr. Blaylock says take magnesium, which usually helps the headaches.
And I was going to say, though, how long does it take? If you've been ingesting aspartame for years, how long does it take to get out of your system, out of your bones, out of everything?
Well, it's different in everybody. Usually some of these terrible, terrible symptoms are gone within 60 days. They cannot get the formaldehyde out. And you are chemically hypersensitive the rest of your life. And I have seen people after 60 days never have another symptom, and I've seen them suffer with it for months. So it depends on how much you've used. Nobody can really say. But if they learn from some of the material that the doctors, you know, have written, like Dr. Blaylock, to stay away from anything that's an additive or a chemical. Don't use artificial and natural flavors, because many times you think that you're off of it, and you're really not. I mean, how many people would know that something that said natural flavors may have aspartame in it? And you're also going to be affected by MSG, because it has a synergistic and an additive effect. So you've got to get off of that. And there are products like, say, vanillin, which is in Starbucks vanilla coffee. And it has aspartame in the vanillin, and you'd have no way of knowing. So that's why the doctors and experts have said you simply have to get off processed food if you want to get well.
Why did it fail in New Mexico, the issue to try to get this removed?
It was President Pro Tem, Tim Jennings, that passed the vote that...
Lobbyists get to him?
Well, I'm sure they did. They were all over the Capitol, according to Stephen Fox.
Last time I went down and testified,
I didn't this time, but they were there. And, of course, they just sit up and lie about everything. But it's like, for instance, in Hawaii, the reason the ban aspartame bill did not get heard in one case, because the head of the health committee is a Diet Coke addict, and he simply would not schedule it. And that's the problem with so many people in the, like, for instance, in the New Mexico Senate when I testified, is half the Senate was sitting there sipping Diet Coke.
Well, they appointed a head to the FDA who would have rubber-stamped anything that Donald Rumsfeld asked for. He comes into office and breaks the tie, right?
Right. You know how it goes and how politics goes. But the fact that we're not giving up, and the fact that we're trying to get this done in every state in the United States, one of them is going to get through. And the Proposition 65 can make a big difference
I'd like to see that pass, yeah, and then just see what the rest of the country would do after that.
Yeah, because we have to start somewhere to get it off the market. And I think they are working very hard in Europe doing this review, and there were 47 members of parliament, you know, that asked for a ban over there, too. So the word is getting around, and I know that they are feeling it because Marisant filed for bankruptcy a few weeks ago, and they are an aspartame manufacturer.
Well, the good thing, too, is if Prop 65 passes in California, it's going to be difficult for companies to make, you know, all whatever, okay, all diet soda, let's say, without aspartame for California, and then with aspartame for other regions of the country. They may decide, this isn't worth it. We got to go to something else.
Absolutely. You got it right there, and I think that's what's going to happen. So we're going to work very hard to get that to happen in California.
Let's go to Arizona. John, it's your turn. Hi, John.
Hi there. I'd like to ask how aspartame was created. And also, I drink, like, regular Coke every day. I'm an addict, you know. And Alice Cooper talks about how he drinks Diet Coke every day. And I'm just curious, like, can you give some consultation to me and Alice on whether regular Diet Coke is harmful or not?
Well, Diet Coke is harmful, of course, because it's got aspartame in it. And it's, tell you what it's made of. It's got 40% aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin. It stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. And then you've got a methyl ester, which becomes free methyl alcohol, converts to formaldehyde and formic acid. And then you've got 50% phenylalanine, which as an isolate is a neurotoxin. It lowers the seizure threshold, depletes serotonin, and when you lower serotonin, what happens is that it triggers bipolar, suicidal tendencies, paranoia, schizophrenia, and all these types of things. Then the entire molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, which is a brain tumor agent. So you're talking about a bunch of poisons that you're ingesting. There's nothing in there.
And wasn't it created by mistake?
Oh, yes. They were trying to make an ulcer drug. And this is the way the story goes, is that the chemist got some on his finger and found out it was sweet. And so they decided to make it into a, you know, into a sweetener. But it was never proven safe. The FDA tried to have the company indicted. When they went to work for the defense team, the statute of limitations expired. But then the FDA did revoke the petition for approval. We have it on the website. You can read it. And
but then the complexity of the FDA changed, right?
Yes, because of Don Rumsfeld.
Yep.
Nobody there would have approved it, but they called the FDA commissioner at 3 in the morning. We even have the letter from his wife, and fired him.
I believe when he left G.D. Searle, and he was part of the Reagan administration.
Yes.
He was able to get all this ramrodded.
Right. Reagan owed him a favor. And so because he was going to wanted him to be vice president, he used Bush. So as Don Rumsfeld said, he was calling in his markers.
And aspartame meant how much to that company?
Well, they say that they had spent a fortune, you know, all these years. They even got the patent extended, but they'd spent $17 million on a factory. And here the FDA had revoked the petition. You know, Reagan went so far as to write an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame until they could get Hayes there to overrule the Board of Inquiry. And there was even an article, we have it on web, that as soon as Hayes got there, that it became a different FDA. They were no longer, you know, enemies. They were approving all kinds of drugs, and nothing was the same anymore after that.
All right, let's go to one or two more callers, and then we are done, Betty. George in San Angelo, Texas. Hey, George.
Great show, guys. As far as being a diabetic, what, you know, and I've been using Splenda until I heard talk about it tonight. I thought it was safe, but I've heard George talk about the other and stayed away from that. But what should a diabetic use?
Well, fortunately, there is that safe sweetener now called Just Like Sugar. And it's wonderful for a diabetic because it's made out of chicory, which has been used to improve diabetics for 70 years. And you can get that at Whole Foods, or you can get it online at justlikesugarinc.com. And I'm sure that you'll like this, and it's not a chemical. There's no additives in it. Dr. Russell Blaylock had it analyzed, and there was nothing but chicory, orange peel, vitamin C, and calcium. So you're safe there, and if you get off Splendor, I'm sure you're going to feel a whole lot better.
And that's what I like about it, Betty. It is, it tastes good. It's not sugar, and it's not a chemical. It's natural.
No chemicals.
So important. We're running out of time here, Betty Martini. Give us your website again, please.
www.mpwhi.com, and we also have doorway.com, DORWAY.com. And also remember that we do have the aspartame information list on that website to help anybody that's out there that's suffering or needs help.
And do you take emails?
Absolutely. My email is BettyM19@mindspring.com. And we'll send you the detox formula and anything you want to help you with your doctor. Send him the records, whatever will help you. We're here to do that.
Betty, you keep in touch with us and you let us know how states are progressing to try to get aspartame taken out of their own particular area.
Okay, thank you, George.
All right, Betty Martini, Dr. Betty Martini.